KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
But join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, for North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Sea monsters have taken over Turtle Bay Museum from the American Museum of Natural History and circulated by the Smithsonian. Sea Monsters Unearthed explores how fossils contribute to our global understanding of the planet's past, featuring large-scale skeletons and interactive displays for all ages, offering a new perspective on the ancient world. Sea Monsters Unearthed at Turtle Bay Museum in Reading, now through January 11th. Discover this and more at turtlebay.org.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, I'm Ted Bambino, president of the Reading Rodeo. We are thrilled to be partners with the Reading Rancheria. They are an integral part to the success of the Reading Rodeo.
Hi, I'm Julie. This is Debbie. We're here at the Shasta Family YMCA.
Hi, and I'm Kristen, the CEO. And on behalf of our team, I'd like to thank the Reading Rancheria for the many years of support for our programs and our projects like the playground.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Smoke and sap, dirt and grime, leaves and pollen, and even bugs. Just a few things that can possibly damage your vehicle's paint over time, causing it to pit, fade, and oxidize, basically ruining your paint job. Quick and Clean Car Wash can help. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash. What it take the time to pre-wash and hand-scrub your car or truck. Quick and Clean Car Wash also offers car wash packages. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Hey, this is Carl and Linda. When we want to get away and have a staycation, we go to our favorite place, and that is Holiday Harbor at Shasta Lake.
Check out the best rates on the lake for ski boats, houseboats, fishing boats, and all of your water toys.
Holiday Harbor's off-season rates are a great deal, plus September and October, the fishing's great.
Relax and enjoy your Shasta Lake experience by calling Holiday Harbor, and you can also find them at lakeshasta.com.
Holiday Harbor, call 530-238-2383.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
I'm Nathan with the Reading Trail Alliance, and we're here at the Reading Bike Park. We just want to thank the Reading Rancheria for all the help they've given us over the years supporting the many projects we're doing for our community.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Donna, and we're with Wings of Angels.
And we'd like to thank the Reading Rancheria for their continued support over the years to our foundation.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Ready to grow your business? KCNR is the last locally owned and operated radio station in our area. we reach thousands of listeners in our community every single day. Our professional production team creates custom ads that grab attention and get the results for your business. And you'll be surprised on how affordable advertising with KCNR is. Our listeners are your customers. Call Sue McClain today at 530-605-4565.
It's that time again for the Stillwater Powwow, October 3rd through the 5th at the Reading Rodeo Grounds with free admission for all ages. It's the return of beautiful dancers, the feel of powerful drummers, all from across the nation. Learn and experience firsthand the culture of the Native American people. Proudly brought to you by the Reading Rancheria and the Wind River Resort and Casino. The Stillwater Powwow, October 3rd through the 5th at the Reading Rodeo Grounds. For information, visit stillwaterpowwow.com. Brought to you by the Potter Family, Reading Rancheria, Wind River Resort and Casino. This station and other proud sponsors.
Gold Leaf Nursery Last Days of Summer, 40% off sale is on now. All nursery stock, 1 gallon to our large 24-inch box trees. Ground covers, fruit trees, shade trees, evergreens, redwood trees in many sizes, palm trees, flowering magnolia trees, crepe myrtles in many sizes and colors, full size to dwarf. The best time to plant a shade tree was 20 years ago. Let's get some shade growing in your yard. Gold Leaf Nursery has a huge selection of 24-inch box trees at 40% off. Blueberry plants and a great selection of citrus trees, 15-gallon size. Last days of summer sale, 40% off. Gold Leaf Nursery is located at the south end of Churn Creek Road, 1/4 mile from Airport Road and Dersh Road. Sales start September 2nd through September 30th. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Gold Leaf Nursery, making Shasta County greener since 1975.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
I want you to be cool, believe me. I want you to be cool, but I don't want you to miss that baseboard heat. Thanks so much for giving us a call at 888-MONEY-PIT.
All right, Leslie, roll up your sleeves because we're heading out to Kansas City to help David with a problem he's got in his home.
All right, let's do it.
What's happening at your money pit, David?
A few months ago, I had my foundation jacked up from underneath. And they did a good job, in my opinion. What they recommended me doing is sealing the entire foundation and even sealing the vents. And my vents were the biggest question. They want to seal off all my vents.
All right. Well, first of all, I hope that the folks you're working with here were engineers and not just people that are kind of foundation repair folks, because there's a lot of people out there that are foundation repair people and they don't know as much as an engineer would. And a lot of them shouldn't be doing the repairs that they're doing in the first place. But aside from that issue, your question is really about moisture. And sure, a crawl space is going to have dampness and a basement's going to have dampness to it. And what they're talking about is sealing the entire foundation and vents from the inside. And that's an approach that I don't know if it's necessary for you. If you want to reduce the moisture that's down there, there are some very basic things that you can do that will accomplish that. First of all, is this a dirt foundation, a dirt floor?
A dirt floor, yes.
All right, so what you're going to want to do is put down a plastic vapor barrier and have as few seams as possible. So you're basically covering the entire floor with plastic sheathing, and then you buy, you know, and you can just buy that at a home center. And buy the thicker stuff because it's just easier to work with. It kind of overlaps better. It lays better. And once you've done that, those vents should be okay for, say, November through January. And then what you need to do is reduce the amount of moisture that's just getting down there in the first place. You're going to go outside, take a look at your gutters. They should be clean. The downspout should be free-flowing. You can get out there during like a pretty yucky rainstorm and see what's happening with the water getting in and around those gutters. Make sure that it's coming out of the downspouts. It's not overflowing from the gutter itself. The downspouts, where does the water come out of? You want to make sure that it's coming out about 3 to 6 feet away from the foundation. So you can have some leader material if you don't have that and kind of just arc it away from the foundation. And just make sure you screw all the sections together so that it's not coming apart in a heavier downfall. And lastly, look at the grading of the soil around the perimeter of your house. Sometimes it just kind of slopes back to the house, which is bad because then all that water is going right to the foundation. You want it to slope away from the home. It can be very gradual. Make sure all the dirt there is a clean fill dirt and not just topsoil. And that does a good job of getting rid of all of the moisture getting into the house. You could also, in that crawl space, use a dehumidifier. Xanafe makes a good one. It's not the kind that sits on the floor with a bucket. It's one that kind of hangs from like a suspension system almost. And it hangs on the underside of the floor joist from above. And it doesn't vibrate. It does a good job. And it pumps the moist air, the humidity and the water that's taking out of the air right outside. So those are the things that you should be doing to sort of deal with the moisture situation rather than sealing the entire foundation off at this point, okay?
Okay, thank you now.
Thank you so much for joining us this hour here on the Money Pit. Coming up, we're going to share how hardscaping with products like Ladair and Rumblestone from Pavestone can totally transform your underused outdoor areas. From gorgeous fire pits and patios to smart edging and garden walls, we've got some ideas to help you enjoy your yard now and add curb appeal for later. So stick around. Now's a great time to check your roof for damage or wear. Not only does harsh weather beat up your roof, but with age, asphalt shingles will start to lose their natural oil and become dry and brittle. That doesn't always mean they need a costly replacement. RoofMax Roof Restoration Treatment is a safe, easy, and affordable alternative to roof replacement. And right now, they're offering a free tune-up completed prior to applying treatment. They'll fix nail pops, refasten loose flashing, and seal cracks and exposed nails, an $859 value. I've seen RoofMax in action, and it really works. RoofMax is trusted nationally, and installers are locally owned and operated. And get this, for every roof saved, RoofMax works with the Dave Thomas Foundation to find a forever home for a child waiting in foster care. To find a RoofMax installer near you, go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com, or call 1-800-ROOFMAX.
Do you have a toilet that's noisy or always running? Well, it's probably your flapper. You can stop wasting all that water and the noise by replacing the toilet flapper. We here at Team Money Pit are big fans of the Super Flapper from Fluidmaster. Its innovative design replaces either a 2-inch or 3-inch flapper and takes just minutes to install, and it's the only flapper you'll need. Start saving money and stop watching your cash get flushed down the toilet. Fix that noisy running toilet today. It's an easy DIY project, and it takes just a few minutes. So replace that old, worn-out flapper with the Super Flapper and start saving water immediately. Fluidmaster has been the go-to brand for plumbing pros for over 67 years, so you know you are getting a product that's built to last and trusted by the experts. Any questions, you can call them at 800-631-2011 or just visit superflapper.com. That's superflapper.com.
Time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake and discolor, making your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio look old and worn. With QuickCrete Recap Resurfacer, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces at a fraction of the cost of replacing it. It's an easy project you can even do yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for recap, visit quickcrete.com, Q-U-I-K-R-E-T-E.com. Ready to win big? Well, Deich Coatings is hosting a Show Us Our Countertops contest. Send in pictures of a kitchen or a bathroom countertop project you've done using their Luxrock Ultra, Marble Dream, or Spreadstone Mineral Select countertop kits. You could win cash or prizes. It's free and easy to enter until October 31st. Just visit DeichCoatings.com for details. That's Deich, D-A-I-C-H, Coatings.com. Go ahead, show them your Deich Coatings countertop.
The Money Pit is presented by Ladera Wallblock from Pavestone. Ladera Wallblock, transforming spaces with ease. Learn more at pavestone.com. That's PAVESTONE.com.
Making good homes better, this is The Money Pit, and I'm Leslie Segretti. Well, it could be that your home's exterior paint is looking a little tired. If it is, fall is actually a great time to tackle it. So before you even think about opening a can of paint, let's talk about prep. The cooler temps and the lower humidity make fall ideal for scraping, sanding, and priming those problem areas, especially around the trim, the windows, and the doors where peeling is a common issue. You want to spot check those areas for cracked caulk, flaking paint, even bare wood, and clean the surfaces. Be sure to let them dry completely and then give them a light sanding so that new paint has something to stick to. A little prep now does mean a smoother, long-lasting finish that will survive the season ahead, and then it's going to look great when it comes springtime and you're all wanting to be outside enjoying the space. I know everybody's like, prep, I don't want to do it. But that's the key to making the paint stick. So why not do it right the first time instead of doing it wrong three times? Maybe five. I don't know. That's just my guess.
Why do it right when you can do it twice?
I've never heard that one.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Jim, let's keep those puns a-coming. Who do you have standing by? Who called or wrote in?
We've got Carrie on the line, Leslie. She's looking to add a bathroom, a second one. But where is the best spot? Aha. Carrie, what's going on there?
We have a house that's from 1912. We have a vacant area in the basement that has just some storage. And then we have a partially finished attic space. So our bedroom used to be up there, and we have a huge open space up there. And my husband and I are wanting to add a second bathroom.
All right.
We're not sure if we should be, you know, which area we should be doing it. Like, is it better to pump up?
How does gravity play into this is the question. So I would kind of take a step back from that, and I would think more about the real estate value of the house. You know, I would suggest having a bathroom on the second floor is probably going to be more attractive to potential future buyers than having a bathroom in the basement.
Yeah.
I mean, the basement is more of a nice-to-have kind of thing. If it's a big rec room or if it's like a guest room, then maybe I'd go there first. But I feel like it's kind of a luxury to have a basement bathroom. In terms of plumbing, it's not a problem to put a bathroom in the basement. You just have to think of the technology, you know, whether you're putting a bathroom upstairs and you have to get the sewage down or the bathroom downstairs and you have to get the sewage up. It's all possible. I mean, obviously upstairs, it's more of a traditional approach, but in the basement, you have to use something called a lift pump, and it's kind of like a sealed sump pump in a way, but much more heavy duty. It kind of grinds up the waste and then pumps it up until it can get into your traditional plumbing system and be moved out, if that makes sense. But I mean, if I was thinking about putting a bathroom upstairs, you know, could it be in the main bedroom? Could it be sort of a Jack and Jill between some of the kids' rooms? I mean, it's interesting. You know, you kind of just have to figure out what's going to work better for your home situation. But I think for the resale value, the second floor option is really going to work because everybody lives there. Everybody uses that space. It's something that everybody can share, and you don't have to argue over who gets to shower. I found myself saying to my kids this morning, because Henry's school schedule has changed a bit, and Henry has the knack. We still live in a house with one bathroom, mind you. And Henry has the knack of knowing without anybody saying anything else, if you are about to go use the bathroom and decides to go take a shower. Like, he just senses it. And so his schedule changed, and I was like, listen, bud, you guys have to communicate because you're both going to be trying to get out the door to school now at the same time. So don't, like, wait till the ultimate last second when you know your brother's going in there. He's like, well, he could just use the powder room downstairs. I'm like, yeah, but all his stuff is upstairs. So try to eliminate that and add that second bath upstairs. And then, you know, I'd be very jealous and happy for you. And we can talk all design options that you want for your awesome new second bath.
That makes absolute perfect sense.
All right. Glad we were able to help you out with this. Oh, by the way, Jim, too, I called up my contractor because we're going to Japan and we'll be gone for 2 weeks. So I called the contractor and I was like, hey, now's the time. Let's redo that bathroom, my friend. No one's going to be home. And he goes, oh, well, great. Then you'll only be without the bathroom for 2 weeks. And I'm like, wait, four weeks?
Yeah, well.
Come on. Never going to work out for us. But it's going to work out for you, Carrie. So good luck with that project. And you are a lucky duck.
We appreciate you guys.
We appreciate you too, Carrie. We couldn't do the show without you. Thanks so much.
Well, if you're looking around your yard and you're thinking, we're really not using this space to its full potential, you're not alone. You know, fall is the perfect time to tackle outdoor projects, and maybe not just ones for fun, but for function and future value. You know, adding hardscape elements, so think about like a patio, a raised flower bed, retaining walls, or even just upgrading your walkways, doesn't just improve the way you enjoy your space now, it will seriously boost your curb appeal and the resale value down the road for the house. Now, one of my favorite ways to refresh the look and layout of a yard is with modular block systems like Ladera or Rumblestone from Pavestone, because these let you create a totally custom look with, I'm serious guys, like very little effort and no complicated tools. So whether you're building a sleek fire pit or maybe just outlining a patio or even installing a set of raised garden beds, these materials make it super approachable and super doable. And here's a design trick I love. You can very easily flip Ladera blocks on their side and use them as edging. It just gives you a clean, coordinated border around those gardens and around the walkway that will tie everything together with other vertical elements like a seating wall or steps or even fire features. But don't stop at your backyard. Your front yard, even the side yards, are ripe with potential. You can add a low retaining wall along your front lawn for more structure. It kind of gives it like a finished look. Or turn that awkward side yard into a tucked away seating area or an herb garden with just a few pavers and a little bit of planting. And the best part, these projects can totally be DIY with just some basic tools, a good weekend, and a little bit of sweat equity. And if you're not sure where to start, well, Pavestone has done the heavy lifting for you. You can head on over to pavestone.com, and there you can browse step-by-step project guides, product info, and design ideas for every skill level. If you're dreaming of a cozy fire pit, a front entry makeover, or if you just want to edge that flower bed like a pro, it's all possible, and it all starts with smart hardscaping. Perfect to tackle even this very weekend. Thanks so much for joining the Money Pit. Give us a call anytime at 888-MONEY-PIT for help with all of your home projects. Coming up, a new national survey shows that women are way more likely to take charge when it comes to keeping the home tidy, and they feel better when it is. We're going to dive into what motivates Americans to get organized, what tools they're using to stay on track, and the biggest challenges getting in the way, plus how you can reclaim a little calm from all of that clutter. That and more after this.
60 Seconds of Service.
This 60 Seconds of Service is presented by T-Mobile, recognizing the steadfast dedication and sacrifices made by service members and their families. T-Mobile is committed to supporting active duty veterans and military spouses. Visit T-Mobile.com/military to learn more.
Rescuing paws, healing hearts. Army medic turned animal rescuer Sarah Thompson runs a nonprofit in Texas that pairs shelter dogs with veterans in recovery. Her group, Second Chances for Vets, trains dogs to provide emotional support while giving homeless animals a forever home. The program has saved more than 300 dogs and helped just as many veterans reclaim their sense of purpose. Sarah says every dog we save saves a veteran too. That's mission accomplished for both dog and owner. Today's 60 Seconds of Service is brought to you by Prevagen. Prevagen is the number one pharmacist recommended memory support brand. You can find Prevagen in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere. For more great veteran stories, just go to NationalDefenseNetwork.com.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6:05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6:05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
That was your Tech It Out Minute.
36% of homeowners say their garage is too cluttered to park a car inside. But getting organized is easier than you think. Here are some quick tips from Gladiator. Start by pulling everything out. Sort items into three piles. Keep, donate, and toss. If you haven't used it in a year, let it go. And don't let rakes, shovels, and bikes hog your floor space. Hang them on walls with hooks or shelves. Our gear track pack can help. Store seasonal gear like holiday decorations in overhead racks, out of sight but easy to grab when needed. The overhead gear loft is an excellent choice. After that, split your garage into zones, a grab-and-go spot for shoes and keys, a workbench area, and long-term storage. Keep everyday items near the door on our heavy-duty shelf and move rarely used things to the back. And just like that, you could reclaim your garage. For more tips and storage solutions, visit GladiatorGarageWorks.com.
At National Geographic Society, we believe in the power of wonder. It drives us to explore, pushes us to see the world differently, moves us to action. And we believe that today, wonder is more essential than ever.
Wow.
That's why we're supporting a new generation of explorers to ask big questions, make breakthroughs, and bring the future closer. Wonder awaits. Will you join us? Visit natgeo.org/wonder.
Are we in a labor force participation disaster?
The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet.
In 1950, 87% of men were in the labor force. 1980, 78%. Now, we're down to just 66%. Think about that. Government handouts and giveaways are not helping.
Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Join top CEOs and business leaders as they sit down with fellow CEOs on Executive Leaders Radio to share their insights, personal journey, and the real-world stories behind today's most impactful business leaders.
At the end of my sophomore year, I did a process of elimination of all the jobs that I could potentially do, and SEALs was at the top of the list. And so I went out that summer, lost 40 pounds, improved my run times, did pull-ups, came back very much of a different, physically a different person, probably mentally too, but and then When they selected the SEALs out of the Naval Academy, they only selected 16, and I didn't make the list. I was number 17. And then eventually, right before graduation, a spot opened up where I could go directly to SEAL training.
So now go fast forward to what you are now and what you do for your vet employees. What did the military SEAL training teach you about yourself that you hadn't realized?
If you set a goal, there's always a way to figure it out.
Discover more CEO conversations and nominate a leader to join the show at executiveleadersradio.com. That's executiveleadersradio.com.
Making good home.
Homesteader. I'm Leslie Segretti, and this is The Money Pit. Welcome, you guys. So what's a great project for the fall season? Well, mulch, of course. Now, you're like, no way, mulch is Mother's Day. That's a spring thing. Well, fall says otherwise. You know, adding a fresh 2 to 3 inch layer of mulch in the fall will help insulate your plant's roots. It helps retain the soil moisture, and it prevents winter weeds. It's especially smart around perennials, trees, and shrubs that need some extra protection from the freeze-thaw cycles. Just be sure to leave a little breathing room. You want to keep mulch a few inches away from trunks and the stems. This is going to help you avoid rot and pests. It's a quick project that pays off come springtime. Keep your landscape healthy now and keep everything ahead of the game. So great little project you can tackle. And no one in the home center is going to be like, what's this guy doing buying that mulch? Because they know you can mulch in the fall too. Well, if you've ever looked around your house and wondered, how is it possible that we have this much stuff? Stop ordering things from Amazon. Put your phone down right now because you're in good company as you're like, but I want to order something. Do not order something.
Hello, my name is Jim. I'm a primaholic.
Same, Jim. Welcome. You know what, guys? You're not alone. A new survey from YouGov took a deep dive into how Americans feel about home organization, and the results are super relatable. Nearly 9 out of 10 Americans say it's important to them that their homes are organized, and over half of women say it's very important. But what's even more interesting is that many of us don't feel as organized as we think others would say we are. So who's really doing all the tidying here? Well, according to the survey, women are far more likely than men to say they do most of the organizing, and that kind of tracks with how many of us were raised. Nearly 3 out of 4 Americans say their moms were the ones in charge of keeping the house organized growing up, and I would say that's kind of like a Gen X thing, like, you know, it was more traditional roles with our parents. Would my kids say I do all the organizing? Sure. Well, you know, who knows? But I think it's just a matter of what you were kind of growing up with, because only 7% said that Dad was the tidy one, and just 6 admitted that it was them. And while 1 in 5 Americans say they love organizing, 37% say they like it, and most of us wait until things just totally get out of hand before diving in. Procrastination, anybody? Well, 38% say they organize regularly. So what motivates us to get the chaos under control? 66% say they just want to be able to find things easily. Another 66%, especially women, say they feel better when things are neat. I mean, truly, you have to climb a ladder to get into my attic. No one goes up there except me. No one knows what's up there except me. Yet, if it's a mess, it will, like, literally wormhole into my brain and be like, that attic is a mess. You better do something about it. So I think it's just, like, a woman brain thing. But for a lot of people, reducing the clutter is important. Impressing guests is important. So let's talk about gear. What are we all using to stay organized? Storage bins, they do top the list. I mean, hello, big box store addiction. You know, more shopping, more stuff. Followed by shelving, hooks, drawer dividers, and closet systems. And women are significantly more likely to use these tools than men. So it's not surprising that the Container Store always has a line in that organization aisle. But it's not all sunshine and label makers. Americans say their biggest organizing hurdles are that there's just not enough storage space, they have too much stuff, they have trouble letting go of the stuff, and this is a big one. Other people in the house make it harder to stay organized, and this I really relate to because it's especially true for moms with kids under 18. I mean, Henry just had 3 weeks worth of folded laundry on his dresser that I was like, dude, just put it away. Please, just put it away. The bottom line, though, whether you're a color-coded chaos conqueror or more of a shove it in the closet kind of organizer, and I say I kind of do both. Don't open one of the basement closets. You will be attacked. Or everywhere else in the house is super organized. You're not alone. And if you're wondering who's staying organized, you know, it feels like a big deal because for most of us, it's not just about clean countertops. It's kind of about creating a space that just feels good to live in. So whether you're organizing out of love or simply just to keep your sanity, you're doing great. Maybe it's time to just ask for a little help, especially from those helpful people leaving socks and soccer cleats in every corner of the house.
Yeah, that's going to happen.
I'm like, please just put it away. Why do I have to ask you three times?
Clean clothes will sit in a basket for 2-3 weeks.
Yeah, but then you need the basket to wash the dirty clothes, so you just got to put it away.
Right, that's when I end up folding. So it's not the putting away part, it's the folding part.
Jim, I have to tell you, sometimes I sleep with the laundry basket for like 3 nights. I'm like, today I'm going to fold the laundry. And next thing you know, I wake up and I'm like snuggled up to the laundry basket. I'm like, nope, that's tomorrow's project.
I often have to pull stuff out and reheat it up just to take the wrinkles out.
Get the wrinkles out. Hey, listen, as long as it gets done, I know we're all busy, but having a clean home helps.
You know what's really cool?
What?
My new dryer has a steam mode.
I can't even tell you how much I love the steam mode.
Oh, it is good.
I love it.
Never again without it.
Yeah. You guys, if you're not onto a steam, like a steam option for your dryer.
Get with the program.
It is fantastic. You're like, oh, this is pants are wrinkled. You know what? I'll just give them a few minutes in the steam. And you're like, ta-da!
Yep. Yeah, it's pretty amazing.
Who needs an iron?
Yeah, it was weird hooking up my dryer to a water line.
100%. I'm like, this is the gas line, this is the water, and this is the electricity. That seems wrong, but it is awesome.
Yeah, they are.
Thanks so much for joining us here on the Money Pit. You know, townhomes kind of used to be a go-to when you thought of affordable home ownership, but they're costing more, insurance is tougher to get, and stricter regulations are just making that dream harder to build, literally. So coming up, we're going to take a look at how the townhome market is evolving and what it means for buyers and builders and why flexibility in design could be the key to keeping this popular housing option alive. So stick around. Ready to upgrade your backyard in minutes? With Ladera Wall Block, installation is a breeze. Imagine a stunning fire pit assembled in less than 5 minutes. It's that easy. Perfect for quick and beautiful outdoor projects, including seat walls, lighting columns, and more. Ladera Wall Block is your go-to choice for a customized look without the hassle. Ladera Wall Block, transforming spaces with ease. To find a retailer near you, project instructions, design inspiration, and more, visit pavestone.com. That's PAVESTONE.com. Metal roofs are very popular these days. They're durable, long-lasting, and beautiful. With a nearly endless number of designs, styles, and colors to choose from, you can easily find a quality metal roof to fit the architectural style of your home. There are even style options that mimic shake, slate, and clay or concrete tile, yet all offer the easy care and performance advantages of metal. Add great curb appeal to your home with a metal roof. Get inspired. Visit the Metal Roofing Alliance at metalroofing.com. If you have a second-story deck, you can double your outdoor space with the addition of Trex Rain Escape. This innovative under-deck drainage system features an integrated network of troughs and downspouts that capture rain and snow and funnels it away, keeping the space underneath the deck dry so it can be used. Unlike other systems that install below the joists of a deck, Trex Rain Escape uniquely installs above the joist between the framing and the deck surface boards, leaving the wood and metal structure and the space below protected from the elements. Add furniture and accessories to create a comfortable outdoor room. You can even run gas and electrical lines safely under the deck surface to power lighting, ceiling fans, appliances, and more. Trex Rain Escape is available through Home Depot and Lowe's.com and through specialty decking dealers. Visit TrexRainEscape.com to learn more and find a dealer near you. Ready to win big? Well, Deich Coatings is hosting a Show Us Our Countertops contest. Send in pictures of a kitchen or a bathroom countertop project you've done using their Luxrock Ultra, Marble Dream, or Spreadstone Mineral Select countertop kits. You could win cash or prizes. It's free and easy to enter until October 31st. Just visit DeichCoatings.com for details. That's Deich, D-A-I-C-H, Coatings.com. Go ahead, show them your Deich Coatings countertop. Outdoor concrete projects are quick and easy with QuickCrete fast-setting concrete mix in the red bag. It's great for setting fence posts, a mailbox, deck footings, or even a small slab. QuickCrete fast-setting concrete in the red bag makes setting posts quick and easy.
There's no mixing. Just pour the dry mix into the hole and soak it with water. It sets hard in 20 to 40 minutes. It's that quick and that easy. You'll find Quikrete Fast-Setting Concrete Mix at home improvement stores. Look for it in the red bag.
The Money Pit is presented by TrackSafe Anti-Slip Color Coat and Anti-Slip Sealer from Deich Coatings, the official coatings partner of The Money Pit. Renew concrete and stone. Learn more at DeichCoatings.com, D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
Making good homes better, this is The Money Pit, and I'm Leslie Segretti. All right, I took a break from organizing and steam laundering all my items in the dryer to bring you some more important news, you guys. And this one's really important because fall, that means muddy boots, that means wet leaves, and that means more time indoors. And it also means cleats caked with mud and grass and goose poop. And all of that spells trouble for the floors. So now's the perfect time to give your floors a little TLC. It's really easy. Get a doormat, you guys. Put one inside. Put one outside. Trap that dirt before it gets tracked into the house. And then insist everybody just removes the shoes right there when they walk in. And if you have a little boot tray right by the door, it's a perfect spot for those soggy shoes. You should also be switching to a softer broom or a microfiber mop because that won't scratch your floor. So that does a great job of cleaning that little entry area. And if you have hardwood, tile, or natural stone, take the time now to deep clean and reseal if you can, if it's needed, especially in those high traffic areas. A little prevention now will go a long way toward keeping those floors protected, and then they'll look beautiful all season long. Plus, just ditch the shoes when you walk in the door, guys. Let's get in a habit. All right, well, right now, let's get back to the phones. Jim, who's on the line, or who wrote in?
Looking to improve his curb appeal, Leslie, we've got Greg in Ohio who needs some help with the exterior. What's happening out there, Greg?
I have an old glazed block building. I'm wondering if I can stone veneer over that glazed block. So I thought maybe you could give me some advice.
Hey, Greg, well, if you're talking about that sort of thin stone, that veneer that's like kind of an inch or so thick, yeah, I think that's possible. Now, it's going to be the adhesive that you use that really makes this a good connection. And that's going to take some research to figure out because the veneer adhesives will work well for the solution, and I think it's possible. It's sort of the same procedure that you use if you're just gluing tile. But with the glazed stone that you have right now, we have to make sure that it's going to kind of etch that surface a little bit in the adhering and curing process. I mean, you definitely want to make sure that the surface there, that glazed tile, isn't pitted or deteriorating because you want to make sure that that adhesive will stick and really bring those things together without popping the veneer off of that tile. So I think you're in good shape. I would definitely research veneer adhesive. And some of them you can even just search in the adhesive area on there. Websites on the company websites you find the veneer adhesive on, and it'll tell you like tile to stone or whatever. They'll recommend the right one for that. So you want to make sure that you've got a good one and that that glazed stone is in good shape. And I bet you this house is going to look great after this. Good luck.
See, Leslie, the gym method would be to not research it. Just take, you know, an abrasive disc, air tool or electric tool, and scuff the heck out of everything and knock off that glaze and then put the adhesive to it. But I'm sure the manufacturers aren't recommending that.
We recommend that you just go for it. Just do it.
Think Scuff City.
We recommend that you scratch the heck out of that surface, kid. Good luck.
Wear safety glasses, please.
If Jim were to write instruction manuals. Well, if you've been considering buying or even building a townhome, the landscape is shifting, and it's kind of happening fast. For years, townhomes have been seen as a smart step into homeownership. They offer lower prices, shared walls mean less maintenance, and you still get a piece of that American dream without a full-scale commitment to a single-family home. But in 2025, that story is kind of changing. So let's start with the cost. Now, townhomes used to offer a more affordable path to owning a home, but today construction costs are just creeping up so high thanks to rising materials, labor shortages, and regulations that in many cases developers say it now costs just as much to build a detached home as it does to build a townhome. And then there's insurance issues. Master insurance policies that cover multi-unit buildings are getting harder and more expensive expensive to obtain, especially in areas prone to wild weather like wind, hail, and fire, which is pretty much everywhere these days. And that's making attached units more of a risk for developers, for HOAs, and for buyers who may have to pay higher fees as a result. So what is the industry doing about it? Well, some builders are designing townhomes with separate roofs and walls so each unit can kind of be insured individually, like a single family home. And others are moving towards duets or clusters of two or three units rather than long rows to reduce the risk and improve the resale value. And then there's regulation. You know, some cities are tightening architectural rules, mandating things like different facades or alleyways built to full street specs, which adds complexity and cost. And not every neighborhood is thrilled about higher density, which makes zoning a challenge. So what's the takeaway here for homeowners and buyers? Townhomes are not going to go away, but they're no longer that budget slam dunk that you're looking for. And if you're looking to buy, make sure to factor in those HOA fees, the insurance rules, and the long-term maintenance costs. If you are looking to build, flexibility in your entitlements and designs is now more important than ever. Bottom line here, townhomes still serve a purpose, but in today's market, they require smarter design, better planning, and a realistic eye on cost. And that's really smart because I can remember, you know, in the early 2000s when everybody was like, I'm going to buy something. Like, townhomes were the thing.
Good luck now, yeah.
Because you could get them and you could afford them. So hopefully this sort of settles into it and it offers a better pathway for younger homeowners and first-time buyers because it is rough out there and things are pricey.
Mm-hmm.
Woof. All right, good luck, everybody.
When temperatures drop, mice, rats, and other rodents are just like us. They want a warm, cozy place to be, and they will find their way into your home. But we will share ways how to keep them out of your home sweet home when the Money Pit returns with Leslie's Last Word.
Hi, friends. RC here with this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Black Diamond by J.C. Newman. This exquisite-tasting cigar offers five-year aged tobaccos not found in any other cigar in the world. Made in the Dominican Republic to the highest standards of the Fuente family farms. Mature notes of cedar, spice, and dark chocolate prevail. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
When you need a workers' compensation attorney, the only thing worse than no attorney is a bad attorney. Consider speaking with more than one attorney before you decide who you want to represent you. You should be interviewing the actual attorney, not just their staff. An extra couple of weeks in selecting the right attorney for you could have lifelong impact. We hope you will try Gorman Law. There is never any pressure, and consultations are always free. Call us at 530-262-2168 or schedule online at GormanComplaw.com.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staff with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Financial Advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
Possible.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
The devil is in the detail when it comes to political polling, what's happening in the country, and President Trump's job approval. You're going to find out the data and the analysis on Liberty Nation Radio.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
With kids heading back to school, the American Medical Association has these tips for their parents. Minimize your kids' intake of ultra-processed foods. Talk with your physician if you notice a possible eating disorder. Ensure that the whole family's vaccinations are up to date. Take steps to protect your kids from norovirus. Help them avoid excessive screen time. Make sure that they don't neglect their eye health and help them get enough regular sleep. Pulmonary arterial hypertension, or PAH, is a rare lung disease that can be fatal if left untreated. That's why the American Lung Association, with support from Johnson & Johnson, is educating patients about getting a quicker diagnosis so they can get the treatment that they need. For optimal health outcomes when living with a rare disease like PAH, it's important to see a specialist. Learn more at lung.org/PAH. Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit. Whether you are doing or dreaming, we can help you make your home everything you want it to be. Jimmy, let's check who's been emailing us. What do you have this hour?
I've got one here from John in Bedford, New York. He reached out and he said, I have a problem with my circuit breakers tripping. My house recently lost power, and when power was restored, one of the circuit breakers had tripped. Every time I reset the breaker, it trips again. Help!
Yeah, so first of all, the reason it's tripping is because something's not right. There's definitely a reason, and you need to get to the bottom of that. And you did all the right things. You unplugged everything that was on that circuit just to make sure it wasn't an overload situation. But now you found when you put that breaker back on, it pops off. So that means you've got a short somewhere, and finding it could be challenging, especially if you're not a pro. So I do think that this is something at this point, you've kind of done everything that you can do. So I do think you need to turn to an electrician here. I mean, it's something that you're going to take an exceptionally long time to try to find where this issue is, but an electrician's going to come in with the right tools and really be able to sort it out quickly, and they'll do so without making a tremendous amount of mess and risking their lives. You know, you're not sure what you're doing. Let the pros do it. Don't mess around. I really think this will be money well spent.
Yeah, you're not a cat. You get one life.
Yes.
Well, when the temperature drops, mice, rats, and other rodents make their way into your home for relief from the chill. Makes sense. But Leslie has tips on how to keep them from doing just that in today's edition of Leslie's Last Word. Ms. Segretti?
Well, yes, Jimmy. You know, as the weather cools down, little critters start looking for a cozy place to crash. And your home? Well, that's looking like a 5-star resort with room service. Who doesn't want to stay there? But with a few simple steps, you can send the message that your place is not open for business. There's no vacancy here.
The buffet is closed.
Yes, we are closed until Sunday. I mean, never come back. Don't come back ever. So what do you have to do? First up, let's seal those entry points. Now, mice can squeeze through gaps as small as a nickel. So grab some sheet metal, some steel wool, or concrete, and seal up the cracks and the holes around the foundation, the siding, and the utility lines. And if you're using expandable foam, you can mix in some steel wool as it's curing so they can't chew through it like a snack. Now, let's talk about your pet food. It's not just your dog that loves it. Rodents love it too, maybe even more than your dog for some bizarre reason. So store that dry pet food in sealed metal bins and rinse their bowls out at night so you're not kind of serving up a midnight buffet when it's very quiet, when the mice are like, yes, no one's home and there's so many snacks. And don't forget to clean. Crumbs on the counter might not seem like a big deal to you, but to a mouse, that is a feast. Wipe down counters, tables, floors, do all of it daily just to kind of keep things tidy and ultimately unappetizing for those critters. And finally, ditch the clutter. Cardboard boxes and stacks of newspaper are the perfect nesting material. If you're not using it, recycle it before the mice move in and call it home. If you want some more smart tips to keeping your home critter-free, head on over to moneypit.com. We've got all the advice you need to make sure pests stay outdoors where they belong. It's so funny. We try so hard to get rid of the mice and things that come into the house. Yet I have a hamster, and I put that hamster on my face every single day. I'm like, I love this hamster.
That was a rodent.
But if there was a mouse, I'd be like, whoa, get rid of it.
Double standards.
Totally. It's so funny. Maybe because the mice won't let me pick them up and put them on my face.
And they're not pets. Okay.
No, they're not, Ronaldo. Anyway, guys, we've had a great show. Coming up next week, are you feeling a chill and not just because of the fall weather? Well, drafts around your windows, doors, and attics could be silently stealing your energy and hiking up those bills. So next week, we're going to show you some easy, effective ways to find and fix those leaks so that you stay warm and your wallet stays full all season long. We want to thank you guys so much for being with us this hour. Remember, you can do it yourself, but you don't have to do it alone. See you next week.
On the Money Pit Radio Show. Pick up the telephone, fix up your home sweet home by calling 888-MONEY-PIT. Woo!
Attention business owners. 3,076 businesses are shutting their doors every single day. There are three things holding you back from doubling your sales in the next 12 months. They are number one, the Great Resignation. 47 million Americans voluntarily left their job last year. Your staff are harder to find than ever before. Number two, the clutter factor. 3.8 billion social media pages are competing for the attention of your prospects. No wonder they aren't listening to your marketing efforts. Number three, the death of the salesman. 97% of your prospects feel salespeople are too pushy today. Hello, I'm Amanda Holmes. I've just released an updated version of my father's cult classic book, The Ultimate Sales Machine. If you'd like to double your sales in the next 12 months, download a free chapter of the book at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book. Our clients call it the chapter that changes lives. It's worked for 250,000 businesses worldwide. It'll work for you. Get your proven roadmap to doubling sales at Ultimate Sales Machine.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from Town Hall. I'm Ron Taylor. As day five of the government shutdown approaches, the bipartisan battle over funding continues.
The federal government shutdown will stretch into next week after the Senate failed again to pass a temporary funding measure to reopen the government. And neither side is showing signs of blinking. White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt slammed Democrats, saying this madness must end. At the Capitol, House Democratic leader Hakeem Jeffries complained that President Trump and Republican congressional leaders are deeply unserious about ending the impasse. Greg Clugston, Washington.
House Speaker Mike Johnson says Democrats keep insisting on things they know cannot be done.
I don't have anything to negotiate. Leader Thune and I can't take off Republican priorities that we put in the CR and say, hey, is that better? Could you vote for that? Because we didn't put them on there in the first place. Why? Because Republicans are being responsible. We're operating in good faith, and we're trying to get the Democrats to do their job, and they won't.
Alaska Republican Senator Dan Sullivan blames Democrats for the shutdown, saying they rejected a GOP bill that would have kept funding at current levels.
This is a clean CR. And by the way, it's a bipartisan clean CR, both in the House and both in the Senate. By that, it just continues to fund government at current levels, no side benefits one way or the other.
Senator Sullivan was interviewed on the Salem Radio Network. Israel's prime minister says he hopes to announce the release of all hostages from Gaza in the coming days as Israel and Hamas prepare for indirect talks in Egypt on a new U.S. plan to end the war. Benjamin Netanyahu said late Saturday that he sends a delegation to Egypt to finalize technical details. He says that our goal is to contain these negotiations to a time frame of a few days. News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor reporting.
You know, life moves fast. Staying sharp, focused, and clear-headed isn't always easy. That's why the same company that brings us Relief Factor has developed something brand new, Think Factor. Think Factor is made to help you think clearer and perform better daily. It's a powerful blend of nutrients that unlock mental clarity and precision, nurture your memory, and boost your attention. With Think Factor, brain power and performance finally meet for lasting daily results. Supercharge your memory and mental sharpness. Your brain is your most valuable asset, powering your creativity, focus, and daily performance. If you're feeling mentally foggy or not recalling things as quickly as you used to, Think Factor could be just what you need to reclaim your cognitive edge. I am so thrilled with the results I personally have received from Think Factor. I'm thinking clearer and better than ever. If you've ever thought, I wish I could be more clear, more focused, try Think Factor today. Call 800-4-RELIEF, 800 the number 4-RELIEF, or visit relieffactor.com to learn more and order Think Factor. Think Factor, think clearer, perform better daily.
Japan's governing party has elected their former economic security minister as its new leader, making her likely to become the country's first female prime minister.
In her victory speech, Ms. Takaichi said a new era has come to the ruling party, adding that the LDP had to change to give people hope. But many women voters don't see her as an advocate for progress. Ms. Takaichi is a staunch conservative who's long opposed legislation allowing women to keep their maiden names after marriage, saying it was against tradition. She's also against same-sex marriage. A protege of the late former leader Shinzo Abe, Ms. Takaichi has vowed to bring back his economic vision, known as Abenomics, which involves high fiscal spending and cheap borrowing. The LDP veteran is hawkish on security and aims to revise Japan's pacifist constitution.
That's BBC correspondent Shema Khalil. You'll find breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor. European Union leaders have a new way to provide longer-term financial and military support to Ukraine using hundreds of billions of dollars in frozen Russian assets that are held up in Europe.
We have to increase the pressure on Russia. And this is why I have proposed reparation loans for Ukraine on the basis of the immobilized Russian assets. We are not confiscating the assets, but we are taking the cash balances for loan to Ukraine. Ukraine has to pay back this loan if Russia pays reparations.
President Ursula von der Leyen. Students who attend Pentagon-operated schools on or near military bases are also feeling the effects of the government shutdown. The Department of Defense Education Activity, which operates 161 schools on or near military bases globally, have stopped all extracurricular activities. More stories at townhall.com.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Back-to-school specials are here at Charlou's Tap House. Feed the whole family with a large two-topping pizza, big fresh salad, and a basket of breadsticks, all for just $48. And hey, don't forget to book your kids' birthday party in our adventure room. They'll make their own pizzas, jump in the bounce house, and play in the arcade. Or let them play while you relax and dine. Parents, we've got you covered, too. Happy hour, 7 days a week, from 3 to 6 p.m. Enjoy the beer wall for 25% off and deals on appetizers. Stop by Charlou's, located at 1901 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway. Charlou's Tap House, where family traditions begin.
Sea monsters have taken over Turtle Bay Museum from the American Museum of Natural History and circulated by the Smithsonian. Sea Monsters Unearthed explores how fossils contribute to our global understanding of the planet's past, featuring large-scale skeletons and interactive displays for all ages, offering a new perspective on the ancient world. Sea Monsters Unearthed at Turtle Bay Museum in Reading, now through January 11th. Discover this and more at turtlebay.org.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, I'm Ted Bambino, president of the Reading Rodeo. We are thrilled to be partners with the Reading Rancheria. They are an integral part of the success of the Reading Rodeo.
Hi, I'm Julie. This is Debbie. We're here at the Shasta Family YMCA.
Hi, and I'm Kristen, the CEO. And on behalf of our team, I'd like to thank the Reading Rancheria for the many years of support for our programs and our projects like the playground.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Reading. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
Get connected to what's happening in Shasta County. Tune in to KCNR, the Shasta Live Show. Your weekly dose of local business, community buzz, and dining discoveries. Join the Shasta County Chamber of Commerce, Reading Buzz, and Eat Shasta every Monday night from 6:05 to 7 p.m. Can't catch it live? No problem. Listen to the archives anytime at KCNR1460.com. KCNR and the Shasta County Chamber of Commerce, your community connection.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
I'm Nathan with the Reading Trail Alliance, and we're here at the Reading Bike Park. We just want to thank the Reading Rancheria for all the help they've given us over the years supporting the many projects we're doing for our community.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Donna, and we're with Wings of Angels.
And we'd like to thank the Reading Rancheria for their continued support over the years to our foundation.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, for North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
It's that time again for the Stillwater Powwow, October 3rd through the 5th at the Reading Rodeo Grounds with free admission for all ages. It's the return of beautiful dancers, the feel of powerful drummers, all from across the nation. Learn and experience firsthand the culture of the Native American people. Proudly brought to you by the Reading Rancheria and the Wind River Resort and Casino. The Stillwater Powwow, October 3rd through the 5th at the Reading Rodeo Grounds. For information, visit stillwaterpowwow.com. Brought to you by the Potter Family, Reading Rancheria, Wind River Resort and Casino. This station and other proud sponsors.
Gold Leaf Nursery, last days of summer. 40% off sale is on now. All nursery stock, 1 gallon to our large 24-inch box trees. Ground covers, fruit trees, shade trees, evergreens, redwood trees in many sizes. Palm trees, flowering magnolia trees, great myrtles in many sizes and colors, full size to dwarf. The best time to plant a shade tree was 20 years ago. Let's get some shade growing in your yard. Gold Leaf Nursery has a huge selection of 24-inch box trees at 40% off. Blueberry plants and a great selection of citrus trees, 15-gallon size. Last days of summer sale, 40% off. Gold Leaf Nursery is located at the south end of Churn Creek Road, 1/4 mile from Airport Road and Dirsch Road. Sale starts September 2nd through September 30th. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Gold Leaf Nursery, making Shasta County greener since 1975.
Got each other. So I got more involved. I joined support groups with other women warriors, and it helped me realize a new purpose in my life.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post 9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
If your roof starts to leak or your floor's really squeaky, you live in a money pit. Money pit.
If your basement needs a pump or your place is like a dump, give it a money pit.
Money pit.
Pick up the telephone.
Fix up your home sweet home by calling 888-MONEY-PIT.
The Money Pit is presented by Ladera by Pavestone. Now here's Leslie Segretti.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit. I'm Leslie Segretti, and with me is Jim Kenzie, and we are Team Money Pit. Hey, Jim, how's it going?
It's going terrific, Leslie. Everything good on your end, I'm assuming?
Everything is good. Full into swing. Soccer season is going. Golf season's going. Home improvement season is a-going.
All of it.
Everything's happening at the same time. Oh, don't forget about school and work. How about you?
Everything's happening. Like I said, everything's going great. It's fall. It's crisp out now, finally. I was never built for heat, Leslie.
I don't like the summer. I mean, I like the summer. I love going to the beach, but it's like I just want to get to the cold. I like cold weather.
Yeah, I feel you. I feel you. What do we got happening today?
We got a lot of stuff going on. I think we're going to talk about some projects that are perfect for this time of year. You know, if your front yard is feeling a little bit forgotten, or perhaps there's a spot in your backyard that's just collecting leaves and lost toys, we're going to share how hardscaping with products like Ladera and Rumblestone from Pavestone can totally transform those underused outdoor areas. From gorgeous fire pits and patios to smart edging and garden walls, we've got the ideas to help you enjoy your yard now and add curb appeal for later. So all kinds of projects on the horizon for us here with the Money Pit that will help you this time of year, but also going forward. Also, does it feel like you do all the organizing in your house? Well, when I say you, I'm talking all the ladies out there. If that is true, you are not imagining it, because a new national survey shows that women are way more likely to take charge when it comes to keeping the home tidy, and they feel better when it is. We're going to dive into what motivates Americans to get organized and what tools they're using to stay on track and the biggest challenges that get in the way. Plus, how you can reclaim a little calm from all of that clutter. And townhomes, they used to be sort of the go-to for affordable homeownership, but rising costs, tougher insurance rules, and stricter regulations are making that dream harder to build, literally. So coming up, we're going to take a look at how the townhome market is evolving and what it means for buyers and builders, and why that flexibility in design might just be the key to keeping this popular housing option alive. So a lot to cover, a lot of different things for this hour. And, you know, guys, we always want to hear from you. What are you working on? How we can help? So give us a call anytime at 888-MONEYPIT. All right, Jim, who do we have first?
Courtney out in Pennsylvania is on the line with a question about adding air conditioning to her home. This is a biggie. It could get really expensive, too, but maybe not. Let's see what's going on. Courtney, fill us in a bit.
I guess I'm wondering if, like, the best way to do that, we have a Cape Cod house. We'll need to put in ducting, but there has been some talk from the contractors that I've had come in talk about the difficulty based on, like, the structure of the house, and also if I should consider taking out the baseboard heaters and just doing, like, all one system for heating and AC.
Yeah, you know, I hate to hear a contractor telling you, Courtney, that you should be removing that sort of steam baseboard heating system. It's kind of the best. It's clean, it's moist, it's very warm, it's perfect for your part of the country. And if somebody's saying, like, I just can't do the ductwork in your house, it's too hard, let's just scrap it all and make it the easy route, maybe that's not the person for you. A Cape Cod house, it's not that difficult because the cool air is going to fall. So you could have an air handler up in the attic of that cape and then sort of run the ducts up in the attic and come through the ceiling for the cool air. I think it's hard for us to say without knowing exactly the structure of your house. And perhaps your contractor is right in these suggestions, but my gut's telling me that there's a better way or a different way to do it. You just have to be more crafty about it. And perhaps there is someone in your area that specializes in a more complicated architectural style. Not that a cape is, but perhaps there's just somebody who knows that better. Or perhaps there's a better system. I mean, there is something that's called a space pack. It's high velocity, low volume, meaning that the ducts are about 3 inches in diameter, and it blows air through them really fast to do the job. But you have to know your house. So I would say talk to another contractor, see if there's somebody who's more familiar with that type of architecture and that type of older home, and just see if they come up with something better, different idea. Say you don't want to lose that baseboard heat. It's just wonderful. It kind of comes up fast. It feels good. I think with, you know, more of a ducted air for a heat, it's not going to feel the way you want it. It's also going to be kind of super dry. See if there's a way that you can do this. talk to a different vendor, and just kind of get a second opinion and see what else is possible. All right? Good luck with that. I want you to be cool. Believe me, I want you to be cool, but I don't want you to miss that baseboard heat. Thanks so much for giving us a call at 888-MONEY-PIT.
All right, Leslie, roll up your sleeves because we're heading out to Kansas City to help David with a problem he's got in his home.
All right, let's do it.
What's happening at your money pit, David?
A few months ago, I had my foundation jacked up from underneath, and they did a good job, in my opinion. What they recommended me doing is sealing the entire foundation and even sealing the vents. And my vents were the biggest question. They want to seal off all my vents.
All right. Well, first of all, I hope that the folks you're working with here were engineers and not just people that are kind of foundation repair folks, because there's a lot of people out there that are foundation repair people and they don't know as much as an engineer would. And a lot of them shouldn't be doing the repairs that they're doing in the first place. But aside from that issue, your question is really about moisture. And sure, a crawl space is going to have dampness and a basement's going to have dampness to it. And what they're talking about is sealing the entire foundation and vents from the inside. And that's an approach that I don't know if it's necessary for you. If you want to reduce the moisture that's down there, there are some very basic things that you can do that will accomplish that. First of all, is this a dirt foundation, a dirt floor?
A dirt floor, yes.
All right, so what you're going to want to do is put down a plastic vapor barrier and have as few seams as possible. So you're basically covering the entire floor with plastic sheathing, and then you buy, you know, and you can just buy that at a home center. And buy the thicker stuff because it's just easier to work with. It kind of overlaps better. It lays better. And once you've done that, those vents should be okay for, say, November through January. And then what you need to do is reduce the amount of moisture that's just getting down there in the first place. You're going to go outside, take a look at your gutters. They should be clean. The downspout should be free-flowing. If you can get out there during like a pretty yucky rainstorm and see what's happening with the water getting in and around those gutters, make sure that it's coming out of the downspouts. It's not overflowing from the gutter itself. The downspouts, where does the water come out of? You want to make sure that it's coming out about 3 to 6 feet away from the foundation. So you can have some leader material if you don't have that and kind of just arc it away from the foundation. And just make sure you screw all the sections together so that it's not coming apart in a heavier downfall. And lastly, look at the grading of the soil around the perimeter of your house. Sometimes it just kind of slopes back to the house, which is bad because then all that water is going right to the foundation. You want it to slope away from the home. It can be very gradual. Make sure all the dirt there is a clean fill dirt and not just topsoil. And that does a good job of getting rid of all of the moisture getting into the house. You could also, in that crawl space, use a dehumidifier. Santa Fe makes a good one. It's not the kind that sits on the floor with a bucket. It's one that kind of hangs from like a suspension system almost. And it hangs on the underside of the floor joist from above. And it doesn't vibrate. It does a good job. And it pumps the moist air, the humidity and the water that's taking out of the air right outside. So those are the things that you should be doing to sort of deal with the moisture situation rather than sealing the entire foundation off at this point, okay?
Okay, thank you now.
Thank you so much for joining us this hour here on the Money Pit. Coming up, we're going to share how hardscaping with products like Ladera and Rumblestone from Pavestone can totally transform your underused outdoor areas. From gorgeous fire pits and patios to smart edging and garden walls, we've got some ideas to help you enjoy your yard now and add curb appeal for later. So stick around. Now's a great time to check your roof for damage or wear. Not only does harsh weather beat up your roof, but with age, asphalt shingles will start to lose their natural oil and become dry and brittle. That doesn't always mean they need a costly replacement. RoofMax Roof Restoration Treatment is a safe, easy, and affordable alternative to roof replacement. And right now, they're offering a free tune-up completed prior to applying treatment. They'll fix nail pops, refasten loose flashing, and seal cracks and exposed just nails, an $859 value. I've seen RoofMax in action, and it really works. RoofMax is trusted nationally, and installers are locally owned and operated. And get this, for every roof saved, RoofMax works with the Dave Thomas Foundation to find a forever home for a child waiting in foster care. To find a RoofMax installer near you, go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com, or call 1-800-ROOFMAX.
Do you have a toilet that's noisy or always running? Well, it's probably your flapper. You can stop wasting all that water and the noise by replacing the toilet flapper. We here at Team Money Pit are big fans of the Super Flapper from Fluidmaster. Its innovative design replaces either a 2-inch or 3-inch flapper and takes just minutes to install, and it's the only flapper you'll need. Start saving money and stop watching your cash get flushed down the toilet. Fix that noisy running toilet today. It's an easy DIY project, and it takes just a few minutes. So replace that old worn-out flapper with the Super Flapper and start saving water immediately. Fluidmaster has been the go-to brand for plumbing pros for over 67 years, so you know you are getting a product that's built to last and trusted by the experts. Any questions, you can call them at 800-631-2011 or just visit superflapper.com. That's superflapper.com. Time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake and discolor, making your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio look old and worn. With QuickCrete Recap Resurfacer, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces at a fraction of the cost of replacing it. It's an easy project you can even do yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for recap, visit quickcrete.com, Q-U-I-K-R-E-T-E.com. Ready to win big? Well, Deich Coatings is hosting a Show Us Our Countertops contest. Send in pictures of a kitchen or a bathroom countertop project you've done using their Luxrock Ultra, Marble Dream, or Spreadstone Mineral Select countertop kits. You could win cash or prizes. It's free and easy to enter until October 31st. Just visit DeichCoatings.com for details. That's Deich, D-A-I-C-H, Coatings.com. Go ahead, show them your Deich Coatings countertop.
Money Pit. The Money Pit is presented by Ladera Wallblock from Pavestone. Ladera Wallblock, transforming spaces with ease. Learn more at Pavestone.com. That's Pavestone.com.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit, and I'm Leslie Segretti. Well, it could be that your home's exterior paint is looking a little tired. If it is, fall is actually a great time to tackle it. So before you even think about opening a can of paint, let's talk about prep. The cooler temps and the lower humidity make fall ideal for scraping, sanding, and priming those problem areas, especially around the trim, the windows, and the doors where peeling is a common issue. You want to spot check those areas for cracked caulk, flaking paint, even bare wood, and clean the surfaces. Be sure to let them dry completely and then give them a light sanding so that new paint has something to stick to. A little prep now does mean a smoother, long-lasting finish that will survive the season ahead, and then it's going to look great when it comes springtime and you're all wanting to be outside enjoying the space. I know everybody's like, prep, I don't want to do it, but that's the key to making the paint stick. So why not do it right the first time instead of doing it wrong three times? Maybe five. I don't know. That's just my guess.
Why do it right when you can do it twice?
I've never heard that one.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Jim, let's keep those puns a-coming. Who do you have standing by? Who called or wrote in?
We've got Carrie on the line, Leslie. She's looking to add a bathroom, a second one. But where is the best spot? Aha. Carrie, what's going on there?
We have a house that's from 1912. We have a vacant area in the basement that has just some storage. And then we have a partially finished attic space. So our bedroom used to be up there, and we have a huge open space up there. And my husband and I are wanting to add a second bathroom.
All right.
We're not sure if we should be, you know, which area we should be doing it. Like, is it better to pump up
how does gravity play into this is the question. So I would kind of take a step back from that, and I would think more about the real estate value of the house. You know, I would suggest having a bathroom on the second floor is probably going to be more attractive to potential future buyers than having a bathroom in the basement.
Yeah.
I mean, the basement is more of a nice to have kind of thing. If it's a big rec room or if it's like a guest room, then maybe I'd go there first, but I feel like it's kind of a luxury to have a basement bathroom. In terms of plumbing, it's not a problem to put a bathroom in the basement. You just have to think of the technology, you know, whether you're putting a bathroom upstairs and you have to get the sewage down or the bathroom downstairs and you have to get the sewage up, it's all possible. I mean, obviously upstairs, it's more of a traditional approach, but in the basement, you have to use something called a lift pump, and it's kind of like a sealed sump pump in a way, but much more heavy duty. It kind of grinds up the waste and then pumps it up until it can get into your traditional plumbing system and be moved out, if that makes sense. But I mean, if I was thinking about putting a bathroom upstairs, you know, could it be in the main bedroom? Could it be sort of a Jack and Jill between some of the kids' rooms? I mean, it's interesting. You know, you kind of just have to figure out what's going to work better for your home situation. But I think for the resale value, the second floor.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Talk all design options that you want for your awesome new second bath.
That makes absolute perfect sense.
All right. Glad we were able to help you out with this. Oh, by the way, Jim, too, I called up my contractor because we're going to Japan and we'll be gone for 2 weeks. So I called the contractor and I was like, hey, now's the time. Let's redo that bathroom, my friend. No one's going to be home. And he goes, oh, well, great. Then you'll only be without the bathroom for 2 weeks. And I'm like, wait, four weeks?
Yeah, well.
Come on. Never going to work out for us. But it's going to work out for you, Carrie. So good luck with that project, and you are a lucky duck.
We appreciate you guys.
We appreciate you too, Carrie. We couldn't do the show without you. Thanks so much.
Well, if you're looking around your yard and you're thinking, we're really not using this space to its full potential, you're not alone. You know, fall is the perfect time to tackle outdoor projects, and maybe not just ones for fun, but for function and future value. You know, adding hardscape elements, so think about like a patio, a raised flower bed, retaining walls, or even just upgrading your walkways, doesn't just improve the way you enjoy your space now, it will seriously boost your curb appeal and the resale value down the road for the house. Now, one of my favorite ways to refresh the look and layout of a yard is with modular block systems like Ladera or Rumblestone from Pavestone, because these let you create a totally custom look with, I'm serious guys, like very little effort and no complicated tools. So whether you're building a sleek fire pit or maybe just outlining a patio or even installing a set of raised garden beds, these materials make it super approachable and super doable. And here's a design trick I love. You can very easily flip Ladera blocks on their side and use them as edging. It just gives you a clean, coordinated border around those gardens and around the walkway that will tie everything together with other vertical elements like a seating wall or steps or even fire features. But don't stop at your backyard. Your front yard, even the side yards, are ripe with potential. You can add a low retaining wall along your front lawn for more structure. It kind of gives it like a finished look. Or turn that awkward side yard into a tucked away seating area or an herb garden with just a few pavers and a little bit of planting. And the best part, these projects can totally be DIY with just some basic tools, a good weekend, and a little bit of sweat equity. And if you're not sure where to start, well, Pavestone has done the heavy lifting for you. You can head on over to pavestone.com, and there you can browse step-by-step project guides, product info, and design ideas for every skill level. So whether you're dreaming of a cozy fire pit, a front entry makeover, or if you just want to edge that flower bed like a pro, it's all possible, and it all starts with smart hardscaping. Perfect to tackle even this very weekend. Thanks so much for joining the Money Pit. Give us a call anytime at 888-MONEY-PIT for help with all of your home projects. Coming up, a new national survey shows that women are way more likely to take charge when it comes to keeping the home tidy, and they feel better when it is. We're going to dive into what motivates Americans to get organized, what tools they're using to stay on track, and the biggest challenge is getting in the way, plus how you can reclaim a little calm from all of that clutter. That and more after this.
60 Seconds of Service.
This 60 Seconds of Service is presented by T-Mobile, recognizing the steadfast dedication and sacrifices made by service members and their families. T-Mobile is committed to supporting active duty veterans and military spouses. Visit T-Mobile.com/military to learn more.
Rescuing paws, healing hearts. Army medic turned animal rescuer Sarah Thompson runs a nonprofit in Texas that pairs shelter dogs with veterans in recovery. Her group, Second Chances for Vets, trains dogs to provide emotional support while giving homeless animals a forever home. The program has saved more than 300 dogs and helped just as many veterans reclaim their sense of purpose. Sarah says every dog we save saves a veteran too. That's mission accomplished for both dog and owner. Today's 60 Seconds of Service is brought to you by Prevagen. Prevagen is the number one pharmacist recommended memory support brand. You can find Prevagen in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere. For more great veteran stories, just go to NationalDefenseNetwork.com.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman.
Communication is critical during events like natural disasters and other crises. And so Verizon Frontline was built to be a comprehensive public safety platform to provide first responders with communication and data sharing capabilities during these emergencies. I caught up with Corey Davis, VP of Verizon Frontline.
For over 30 years, Verizon has been committed to delivering reliable, secure, and resilient mission-critical communication solutions to the public safety community. So we support our nation's first responders with a purpose-built, award-winning network where communications are always prioritized. We have a dedicated crisis response team. We got best-in-class 24/7 support. And then we also have a very robust partner program and a Verizon Frontline Innovation Program. And we have a lot of folks on our team that are made up of former first responders.
Learn more at Verizon.com/frontline.
That was your Tech It Out Minute.
36% of homeowners say their garage is too cluttered to park a car inside. But getting organized is easier than you think. Here are some quick tips from Gladiator. Start by pulling everything out. Sort items into three piles. Keep, donate, and toss. If you haven't used it in a year, let it go. And don't let rakes, shovels, and bikes hog your floor space. Hang them on walls with hooks or shelves. Our gear track pack can help. Store seasonal gear like holiday decorations in overhead racks, out of sight but easy to grab when needed. The overhead gear loft is an excellent choice. After that, split your garage into zones, a grab-and-go spot for shoes and keys, a workbench area, and long-term storage. Keep everyday items near the door on our heavy-duty shelf and move rarely used things to the back. And just like that, you could reclaim your garage. For more tips and storage solutions, visit GladiatorGarageWorks.com.
At National Geographic Society, we believe in the power of wonder. It drives us to explore, pushes us to see the world differently, moves us to action. And we believe that today, wonder is more essential than ever.
Wow.
That's why we're supporting a new generation of explorers, to ask big questions, make breakthroughs, and bring the future closer. Wonder awaits. Will you join us? Visit natgeo.org/wonder.
Are we in a labor force participation disaster?
The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet.
In 1950, 87% of men were in the labor force. 1980, 78%. Now, we're down to just 66%. Think about that. Government handouts and giveaways are not helping.
Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Join top CEOs and business leaders as they sit down with fellow CEOs on Executive Leaders Radio to share their insights, personal journey, and the real-world stories behind today's most impactful business leaders.
At the end of my sophomore year, I did a process of elimination of all the jobs that I could potentially do, and SEALs was at the top of the list. And so I went out that summer, lost 40 pounds, improved my run times, did pull-ups, came back very much of a different, physically a different person, probably mentally too, but, and then When they selected the SEALs out of the Naval Academy, they only selected 16, and I didn't make the list. I was number 17. And then eventually, right before graduation, a spot opened up of where I could go directly to SEAL training.
So now go fast forward to what you are now and what you do for your vet employees. What did the military SEAL training teach you about yourself that you hadn't realized?
If you set a goal, there's always a way to figure it out.
Discover more CEO conversations and nominate a leader to join the show at executiveleadersradio.com. That's executiveleadersradio.com.
Making good homes better, I'm Leslie Segretti, and this is The Money Pit. Welcome, you guys. So what's a great project for the fall season? Well, mulch, of course. Now you're like, no way, mulch is Mother's Day. That's a spring thing. Well, fall says otherwise. You know, adding a fresh 2 to 3 inch layer of mulch in the fall will help insulate your plant's roots. It helps retain the soil moisture, and it prevents winter weeds. It's especially smart around perennials, trees, and shrubs that need some extra protection from the freeze-thaw cycles. Just be sure to leave a little breathing room. You want to keep mulch a few inches away from trunks and the stems. This is going to help you avoid rot and pests. It's a quick project that pays off come springtime. Keep your landscape healthy now and keep everything ahead of the game. So great little project you can tackle. And no one in the home center is going to be like, what's this guy doing buying that mulch? Because they know you can mulch in the fall too. Well, if you've ever looked around your house and wondered, how is it possible that we have this much stuff? Stop ordering things from Amazon. Put your phone down right now because you're in good company as you're like, but I want to order something. Do not order something.
Hello, my name is Jim. I'm a primaholic.
Same, Jim. Welcome. You know what, guys? You're not alone. A new survey from YouGov took a deep dive into how Americans feel about home organization, and the results are super relatable. Nearly 9 out of 10 Americans say it's important to them that their homes are organized, and over half of women say it's very important. But what's even more interesting is that many of us don't feel as organized as we think others would say we are. So who's really doing all the tidying here? Well, according to the survey, women are far more likely than men to say they do most of the organizing, and that kind of tracks with how many of us were raised. Nearly 3 out of 4 Americans say their moms were the ones in charge of keeping the house organized growing up, and I would say that's kind of like a Gen X thing. Like, you know, it was more traditional roles with our parents. Would my kids say I do all the organizing? Sure. Well, you know, who knows? But I think it's just a matter of what you were kind of growing up with, because only 7% said that Dad was the tidy one, and just 6 admitted that it was them. And while 1 in 5 Americans say they love organizing, 37% say they like it, and most of us wait until things just totally get out of hand before diving in. Procrastination, anybody? Well, 38% say they organize regularly. So what motivates us to get the chaos under control? 66% say they just want to be able to find things easily. Another 66%, especially women, say they feel better when things are neat. I mean, truly, you have to climb a ladder to get into my attic. No one goes up there except me. No one knows what's up there except me. Yet, if it's a mess, it will, like, literally wormhole into my brain and be like, that attic is a mess. You better do something about it. So I think it's just
like a woman brain thing. But for a lot of people, reducing the clutter is important. Impressing guests is important. So let's talk about gear. What are we all using to stay organized? Storage bins, they do top the list. I mean, hello, big box store addiction. You know, more shopping, more stuff, followed by shelving, hooks, drawer dividers, and closet systems. And women are significantly more likely to use these tools than men. So it's not surprising that the Container Store always has a line in that organization aisle. But it's not all sunshine and label makers. Americans say their biggest organizing hurdles are that there's just not enough storage space. They have too much stuff. They have trouble letting go of the stuff. And this is a big one. Other people in the house make it harder to stay organized. And this I really relate to because it's especially true for moms with kids under 18. I mean, Henry just had 3 weeks worth of folded laundry on his dresser that I was like, dude, just put it away. Please, just put it away. The bottom line, though, whether you're a color-coded chaos conqueror or more of a shove it in the closet kind of organizer, and I say I kind of do both. Don't open one of the basement closets. You will be attacked. Or everywhere else in the house is super organized. You're not alone. And if you're wondering who's staying organized, you know, it feels like a big deal because for most of us, it's not just about clean countertops. It's kind of about creating a space that just feels good to live in. So whether you're organizing out of love or simply just to keep your sanity, you're doing great. And maybe it's time to just ask for a little help, especially from those helpful people leaving socks and soccer cleats in every corner of the house.
Yeah, that's going to happen.
I'm like, please just put it away. Why do I have to ask you 3 times?
Clean clothes will sit in a basket for 2-3 weeks.
Yeah, but then you need the basket to wash the dirty clothes. So you just got to put it away.
Right. That's when I end up folding. So it's not the putting away part. It's the folding part.
Jim, I have to tell you, sometimes I sleep with the laundry basket for like 3 nights. I'm like, today I'm going to fold the laundry. And next thing you know, I wake up and I'm like snuggled up to the laundry basket. I'm like, nope, that's tomorrow's project.
I often have to pull stuff out and reheat it up just to take the wrinkles.
Get the wrinkles out. Listen, as long as it gets done, I know we're all busy, but having a clean home helps.
You know what's really cool?
What?
My new dryer has a steam mode.
I can't even tell you how much I love the steam mode.
Oh, it's happening.
I love it.
Never again without it.
Yeah. You guys, if you're not onto a steam, like a steam option for your dryer.
Get with the program.
It is fantastic. You're like, oh, this is pants are wrinkled. You know what? I'll just give them a few minutes in the steam. And you're like, ta-da.
Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty amazing.
Who needs an iron?
Yeah, it was weird hooking up my dryer to a water line.
100%. I'm like, this is the gas line, this is the water, and this is the electricity. That seems wrong, but it is awesome.
Yeah, they are.
Thanks so much for joining us here on the Money Pit. You know, townhomes kind of used to be a go-to when you thought of affordable home ownership, but they're costing more, insurance is tougher to get, and stricter regulations are just making that dream harder to build, literally. So coming up, we're going to take a look at how the townhome market is evolving and what it means for buyers and builders and why flexibility in design could be the key to keeping this popular housing option alive. So stick around. Ready to upgrade your backyard in minutes? With Ladera Wall Block, installation is a breeze. Imagine a stunning fire pit assembled in less than 5 minutes. It's that easy. Perfect for quick and beautiful outdoor projects, including seat walls, lighting columns, and more. Ladera Wall Block is your go-to choice for a customized look without the hassle. Ladera Wall Block, transforming spaces with ease. To find a retailer near you, project instructions, design inspiration, and more, visit pavestone.com. That's pavestone.com. Metal roofs are very popular these days. They're durable, long-lasting, and beautiful. With a nearly endless number of designs, styles, and colors to choose from, you can easily find a quality metal roof to fit the architectural style of your home. There are even style options that mimic shake, slate, and clay or concrete tile, yet all offer the easy care and performance advantages of metal. Add great curb appeal to your home with a metal roof. Get inspired. Visit the Metal Roofing Alliance at metalroofing.com. If you have a second story deck, you can double your outdoor space with the addition of Trex RainScape. This innovative underdeck drainage system features an integrated network of troughs and downspouts that capture rain and snow and funnels it away, keeping the space underneath the deck dry so it can be used. Unlike other systems that install below the joist of a deck, Trex RainScape uniquely installs above the joist between the framing and the deck surface boards, leaving the wood and metal structure and the space below protected from the elements. Add furniture and accessories to create a comfortable outdoor room. You can even run gas and electrical lines safely under the deck surface to power lighting, ceiling fans, appliances, and more. Trex RainScape is available through Home Depot and Lowe's.com and through specialty decking dealers. Visit TrexRainScape.com to learn more and find a dealer near you. Ready to win big? Well, Deich Coatings is hosting a Show Us Our Countertops contest. Send in pictures of a kitchen or a bathroom countertop project you've done using their Luxrock Ultra, Marble Dream, or Spreadstone Mineral Select countertop kits. You could win cash or prizes. It's free and easy to enter until October 31st. Just visit DeichCoatings.com for details. That's Deich, D-A-I-C-H, Coatings.com. Go ahead, show them your Deich Coatings countertop. Outdoor concrete projects are quick and easy with QuickCrete fast-setting concrete mix in the red bag. It's great for setting fence posts, a mailbox, deck footings, or even a small slab. QuickCrete fast-setting concrete in the red bag makes setting posts quick and easy. There's no mixing. Just pour the dry mix into the hole and soak it with water. It sets hard in 20 to 40 minutes. It's that quick and that easy. You'll find QuickCrete fast-setting concrete mix at home improvement stores. Look for it in the red bag.
The Money Pit is presented by TrackSafe Anti-Slip Color Coat and Anti-Slip Sealer from Deich Coatings, the official coatings partner of The Money Pit. Renew concrete and stone. Learn more at DeichCoatings.com, D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
Making good homes better, this is The Money Pit, and I'm Leslie Segretti. All right, I took a break from organizing and steam laundering all my items in the dryer to bring you some more important news, you guys. And this one's really important because fall, that means muddy boots, that means wet leaves, and that means more time indoors. And it also means cleats caked with mud and grass and goose poop. And all of that spells trouble for the floors. So now's the perfect time to give your floor.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Think it's possible. It's sort of the same procedure that you use if you're just gluing tile. But with the glazed stone that you have right now, we have to make sure that it's going to kind of etch that surface a little bit in the adhering and curing process. I mean, you definitely want to make sure that the surface there, that glazed tile, isn't pitted or deteriorating because you want to make sure that that adhesive will stick and really bring those things together without popping the veneer off of that tile. So I think you're in good shape. I would definitely research veneer adhesive. And some of them you can even just search in the adhesive area on there. Websites, on the company websites, you find the veneer adhesive on, and it'll tell you, like, tile to stone or whatever. They'll recommend the right one for that. So you want to make sure that you've got a good one and that that glazed stone is in good shape. And I bet you this hat's going to look great after this. Good luck.
See, Leslie, the gym method would be to not research it. Just take, you know, an abrasive disc, air tool or electric tool, and scuff the heck out of everything and knock off that glaze and then put the adhesive to it. But I'm sure the manufacturers aren't recommending that.
We recommend that you just go for it. Just do it.
Think Scuff City.
We recommend that you scratch the heck out of that surface, kid. Good luck.
Wear safety glasses, please.
If Jim were to write instruction manuals. Well, if you've been considering buying or even building a townhome, the landscape is shifting and it's kind of happening fast. For years, townhomes have been seen as a smart step into homeownership. They offer lower prices, shared walls mean less maintenance, and you still get a piece of that American dream without a full-scale commitment to a single-family home. But in 2025, that story is kind of changing. So let's start with the cost. Now, townhomes used to offer a more affordable path to owning a home, but today construction costs are just creeping up so high thanks to rising materials, labor shortages, and regulations that in many cases developers say it now costs just as much to build a detached home as it does to build a townhome. And then there's insurance issues. Master insurance policies that cover multi-unit buildings are getting harder and more expensive to obtain, especially in areas prone to wild weather like wind, hail, and fire, which is pretty much everywhere these days, and that's making attached units more of a risk for developers, for HOAs, and for buyers who may have to pay higher fees as a result. So what is the industry doing about it? Well, some builders are designing townhomes with separate roofs and walls so each unit can kind of be insured individually, like a single family home. And others are moving towards duets or clusters of two or three units rather than long rows to reduce the risk and improve the resale value. And then there's regulation. You know, some cities are tightening architectural rules, mandating things like different facades or alleyways built to full street specs, which adds complexity and cost. And not every neighborhood is thrilled about higher density, which makes zoning a challenge. So what's the takeaway here for homeowners and buyers? Townhomes are not going to go away, but they're no longer that budget slam dunk that you're looking for. And if you're looking to buy, make sure to factor in those HOA fees, the insurance rules, and the long-term maintenance costs. If you are looking to build, flexibility in your entitlements and designs is now more important than ever. Bottom line here, townhomes still serve a purpose, but in today's market, they require smarter design, better planning, and a realistic eye on cost. And that's really smart because I can remember, you know, in the early 2000s when everybody was like, I'm going to buy something. Like, townhomes were the thing.
Good luck now, yeah.
Because you could get them and you could afford them. So hopefully this sort of settles into it and it offers a better pathway for younger homeowners and first-time buyers because it is rough out there and things are pricey.
Mm-hmm.
Woof. All right, good luck, everybody.
When temperatures drop, mice, rats, and other rodents are just like us. They want a warm, cozy place to be, and they will find their way into your home. But we will share ways how to keep them out of your home sweet home when the Money Pit returns with Leslie's Last Word.
Scholarships limited by race, segregated graduation ceremonies in dorms, professors labeling students as oppressors based on skin color, gender, or religion. This is DEI in action. Divisive, toxic, and un-American. Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. dreamed of a nation where his children would be judged not by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. DEI turns that dream upside down. But there's hope. DEI is being rolled back through civil rights enforcement, federal funding cuts, and growing cultural resistance to its harm in schools, workplaces, and communities. America is strongest when united, not divided. Our universities should lead the way in bringing people together, not driving them apart. Visit campusreform.org to learn more about the fight against DEI on college campuses. Restoring Truth, Correcting Bias in Education, One Story at a Time. A series brought to you by the Leadership Institute and Radio America.
My neighbor invited me to a Wounded Warrior Project event. I didn't know what to expect, but I felt like everyone understood me.
we got each other. So I got more involved. I joined support groups with other women warriors, and it helped me realize a new purpose in my life.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
The devil is in the detail when it comes to political polling, what's happening in the country, and President Trump's job approval. You're going to find out the data and the analysis on Liberty Nation Radio.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
With kids heading back to school, the American Medical Association has these tips for their parents. Minimize your kids' intake of ultra-processed foods. Talk with your physician if you notice a possible eating disorder. Ensure that the whole family's vaccinations are up to date. Take steps to protect your kids from norovirus. Help them avoid excessive screen time. Make sure that they don't neglect their eye health, and help them get enough regular sleep. Pulmonary arterial hypertension, or PAH, is a rare lung disease that can be fatal if left untreated. That's why the American Lung Association, with support from Johnson & Johnson, is educating patients about getting a quicker diagnosis so they can get the treatment that they need. For optimal health...
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.